Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministries. This is the Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. We're so glad that you're listening to the program. And we're going to have a few really uplifting spirituals. And, of course, the evangelist will be joining us very shortly. So a move of God is on the way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
Come
on,
baby.
Just hold on.
Yes, God is going to bless you. Just hold on, because change is coming.
Clap your hands with me. Let's have a holy Ghost. Come on. Come on, let me.
Yes, this is a season of miracles, and this is the Glory United Ministries Gospel Healing Hour, an hour of miracles, and life is to be lived and enjoyed. Enjoy the miracles of daily living.
It's time for your miracles.
He keeps doing great things for me. Put your hands together.
Believe in the praise of the Lord.
Ooh,
God bless.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. This is the point in the program where we pause and begin by offering up a healing prayer. You know, last weekend was hard for some of us. There were trials and tribulations. There was pain, there was suffering, and there was upset. But yet we knew, and we do know, that God will see us through. We know that God fills us every single moment with his love and blesses every step that we take, even though we of ourselves may not be worthy of the blessing. We may not be worthy of the love. We haven't done whatever needs to be done to earn that love. But friends, Jesus gave his life and was resurrected, which is what we're going to be celebrating even more so this month, but every day to be a resurrection day for each of us, a day that we acknowledge God, we acknowledge Jesus, and we give thanks and praise him for his love and blessings. And now this healing prayer, here's what we're going to do. We're going to know that God, we know that God has set the healing in motion already, and we know that we're waiting for it to manifest, and God wants us to know and wants us to recognize the gifts that are bestowed upon us every single moment of the day. So, dear God, thank you so much for the love and the goodness, kindness, and the grace with which you fill our lives every single moment. Thank you, Lord, for healing our pains, for healing our aches, whether they're in our hands, our arms, our limbs, our shoulders, or our heart. Lord, we know that the love and the healing that needs to be done is there. And we have to acknowledge and accept the gifts that you have given us. So, Lord, we ask that any people, anyone who is in our environment, be they family, be they friends, be they neighbors, be they strangers, be they coworkers, if they are the source of any of the negativity, if the enemy is using them to interfere with us, our spirituality, and our love for you and your son Jesus, Lord, please disconnect, neutralize, stifle, stop and stomp whatever is coming from them. Lord, shield us from the negativity. Shield us from the enemy. Block all that is coming in our direction. And Lord, if there are any demons, devils, entities inside or outside of our lives or inside or outside of us that likewise are interfering, that are preventing us from reaching the spiritual heights and accomplishing the spiritual goals that you have set for us, Lord, we ask in this moment that those entities and beings now be taken into the light. Don't send them to hell, Lord. Don't send them into the ground. Don't send them anywhere. Take them into the light. And if they don't accept Jesus, if they don't accept the divine holy light, then, Lord, we ask then that they be completely neutralized, banished and vanished, and cleared from our lives for all of eternity. Now, Lord, we ask if there are any intergenerational curses, if there's anything coming down our family line, anything that's happened in the past, Lord, that likewise is interfering with who we are right now, interfering, getting in the way, blocking our entering the kingdom. Lord, we now surrender those. We rebuke those. Lord, we accept and thank Jesus for forgiving us our sins. And Lord, likewise, we forgive all those who may have trespassed against us. Now, Lord, we stand at the gateway, the gate to the kingdom. We know the kingdom of heaven is within, and we know that Jesus is with you, standing by your side in heaven. Lord, we ask that we be filled in this moment fully and completely with the Holy Ghost, and that we be prepared to accept your word as it is brought to us by Evangelist Benjamin. Lord, these blessings and all of the blessings we ask in your Son's name. Jesus' name.
Come on, let's live this.
Yes, it's your time. Yes, it's your time for a miracle, and now it is my distinct pleasure to bring to you, introduce to you some of you, and present to others, Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Evangelist, you have the mic.
God bless you. God bless you. It's your time for a miracle. I tell you, it's all right to know that the God that we serve, the God of our salvation, he is the God of God. He said that I am the I am that I am. It's saying unto you on this day, it's your time for a miracle. Ooh, don't you just like how that sounds? You've been going through this and going through that, but just to know that you're yet in the land of the living, so it is still time for you to get your miracle. It's your time for a miracle. Dr. Scott, could you just play that again, please? It's your time. Somebody needs to really listen to these words. It's your time for your miracle. Ah, I like that. I'm feeling that down in my sanctified soul. Oh, bless it.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. Your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, babe.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you said,
come on,
windows of heaven.
Windows of heaven.
Pour you out a blessing.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, my God.
To be blessed.
Gotta verse, listen. In the city, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed going out, I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season,
it's your season
to be blessed. I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say it.
It's your season
to be blessed.
God made you a promise,
and you stood
to the
windows of heaven.
church. I feel like having a little church tonight. I feel like blessing God in song. I feel like having praise and worship. I feel like giving God all the praise. I feel like giving God all the glory because it's your season to be blessed. No matter what the enemy has brought your way, no matter what the enemy may say, it is your season to be blessed. God gave you a promise, and you stood the test. And now watch God open up the window and began to pour you out a blessing. Why? Because it's your season to be blessed. There are seasons. There are winter, spring, summer, and fall. But there's one more season. There's due season. For the Bible declares, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Did you hear what I said? The Bible declares, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Oh, bless his name. It is your season. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what the devil may try to do. I don't care. He can't stop you. He can't block you because it is your season to be blessed. This is April, the month of April. Declare this is your season to be blessed. Because again, I said, there's winter, spring, summer, and then fall. But oh my God, let's add another season, due season. Did you hear what I said? Somebody didn't get it the first time. There's a thing called due season. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Faint not. Don't quit. Don't give up hope. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Don't give up hope. Because faith is the evidence of things yet not seen. But it is your season and you can't see it. Oh, my God. And because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not going to take place. You cannot see everything with the natural eye. But you've got to get in the Spirit of God to see this blessing. It is your season to be blessed. God made you a promise and you stood the test. The test stood was, I'm going to trust the Lord no matter what it looked like. I'm going to trust the Lord against the odds. I'm going to trust the Lord when the doctors say that there is no help for me. There is no cure for what I have. But I know a man called Jesus, and he got everything I need. Bible said that there's healing in his wings. So if you're looking for healing, it is your season to be blessed. Oh, my God. Yes, it's your season to be blessed. The devil can't stop God. And he cannot stop God from blessing his children. God is our Father. God said, I'm going to open up the windows and then I'm going to pour you out, my child, a blessing, some blessings. It's your season, daughter, to be blessed. It's your season, my son, to be blessed. I hear God say, you kept the faith, even when it didn't look like I could be found. When you called upon my name, you still kept calling my name. And now I'm going to give you what's due you. This is your due season, saints of God, children of God. Oh, bless the Lord. You kept on doing like David. You kept on blessing the Lord. You kept on saying, God, I trust you. God, I know you're going to fix it. God, I know it's already fixed. God, I know it's already done. God, I know you haven't forgotten about me. God, I know you heard me when I called upon your name. God, I know this. And God said, because you dared not to be discouraged, what the enemy was trying to do is make you feel like a fool and that you were wasting your prayer and wasting your time by putting your hope in me, putting your trust in me. And God said, I find favor with you. I find no fault with you. I have looked beyond your fault, and I see your needs, and I'm going to answer your needs. Oh, it is your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. He promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. God made you a promise. Ah, you stood the test. Stand strong in the Lord. Be courageous in the Lord. Know that your God loves you. Know that your God has not, no. God has not forgotten you. I know it looks like you have been forgotten. I know, as the old folks say, you feel like you have been put on the back burner. But let me tell you something. Wherever you are, God can find you. So if you're on the back burner, he knows where the back burner is. Oh, bless his name. If you're in a hospital bed, he knows the address to the hospital. If you're on your job, he knows what job that you're working on. Oh, God, if you're sitting in the house of God at a church, he knows the pew or the chair that you're sitting in. God has not forgotten you, and he knows just when to show up and show out. Oh, my God, I just want to have a praise and worship service. I would just like for while I'm talking that Dr. Scott would just get some more of Norman Hutchins out and the miracle songs, because our people are falling by the wayside because they feel like their requests have been denied. But I want to let you know tonight that your request, because you didn't ask amiss, if you ask the wrong thing, you're not going to get it. But if you didn't ask amiss, then you're going to get your request. It is only delayed, but you have not been denied. And I tell you, we just need to just have tonight a little bit of praise and worship. I want you to be able to be in your home and get your praise on. I want you to be in your car waving your hand as unto the Lord. I want you to be wherever you're listening to this broadcast, whether you're listening by phone or by whether you're listening by your computer or your iPhone, whatever means you have of listening to this service that we're bringing to you on every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Oh, bless his name. I know it's 9 o'clock in Chicago when it's 10 o'clock here. And when it's 10 o'clock here, it's 7 o'clock in California. But whatever time we're on the East Coast, it's at 10 a.m. on Thursday. We just need to get in the atmosphere of praising God. Stop looking at the negative and start giving God some praise and start giving God his due glory. However long it takes, I'm going to wait. Job asked the question, will I wait until my change comes? Well, let me answer that question for you tonight. Yes, you're going to wait on God. Yes, you're going to wait on God. Yes, you're going to wait on God, because God never fails. He promised it to you. Now stand the test and watch God. You're going to reap the benefits. You're going to get, as Grandma sang, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, I got just what I wanted. I got got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. And then the verse, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. No, you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. That's what you're telling the devil tonight. I don't care what the report shows. You can't make me doubt him because he's not a liar. God is not man that he'll lie. Woo! And he don't have to repent because he's not the son of man. Oh, bless his name. Man is the son of God. You can't make me doubt him. Tell the devil, look in your mirror and look eye to eye with your mirror and say, you can't make me doubt him. Speak to that man within inside of you. Ah, the devil would love to have you to throw in the towel and say, what's the use? But it is a use. I'd like to say to you tonight, I'd like to say to you today, I like to say to you this morning, this afternoon, whenever you listen, it's not easy waiting on the Lord, but it is worth it. For Isaiah declared, but they, whoo, my God in heaven, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall. The Lord I'm talking about, he's the he that I'm talking about. He shall renew your strength. But they, that's you, T-H-E-Y is you, but they, that's me, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall, the Lord shall renew your strength. The energy drink can't renew your strength. The B12 tablets or shot can't renew your strength. It is the Lord who renews your strength. Oh, yes, there is medicines that can help give you a boost, but it ain't no boost like God giving you that boost. Why, he made you. He knows just what you need. Yes, I take B12, but I also take it in Jesus' name because it doesn't have to work. But I know who never failed. I know a God. I know a man that never lost a case, never lost a battle, and his name, Jesus, J-E about it. He's not the man upstairs. He's not the man down the hall. His name is Jesus. Until you start learning how to depend on Jesus, some of you won't be able to sing, it's my season to be blessed. But because you have dared to trust God, he's not going to fail you. Just you hold on. A change is coming. The message, I can feel it in the atmosphere. Hold on. This is Lent season. This is the time of preparation where Jesus was getting ready to perform a miracle, the last one here on earth, before he went back home to his Father. It is your season. Those of you that's trusting him, let me say it like that. Those of you that's trusting him, it is your season to be blessed. Because Billy Preston said, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So if you give nothing, you receive nothing. But you're giving your faith. The Bible said, I know I wanted a praise service, but right now God is doing his thing, so let him do it, because somebody needs this as well as the praise service. God, oh, God, I thank you. Ooh. Lord, I hope that you can feel what I'm feeling right now. But I tell you, God is worthy of all the praise. God is worthy of all the glory. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Don't let anybody discourage you. I heard Dr. Scott in the prayer saying that don't let things destroy us. Don't let what people are doing or saying around us turn us. He didn't use that word, but I am. Turn us away from trusting God. The old Negro slaves used to sing, don't you let nobody turn you around, turn you around, turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around, turn you around, turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. And that's what I'm saying to you tonight. Don't let no negative forces, don't let no negative demonic spirits speak to your mind that will turn you around, that you cannot get back what God has promised he has set aside just for you. You cannot get it by turning around. But if you stay focused and keep your mind on the Lord and not on what the devil is saying, you will get that due season blessing that's due you right now. Oh, bless his name. I tell you, Dr. Scott, I am so excited. I am so happy when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord has done, is doing, and going to continue to do for me. My soul cries out, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done and are going to do. See, there's that do, D-O-D-U-E. Due season. In due season. Oh, that's the word for somebody. For in due season, you've been waiting on a blessing, and it seems like it just won't come. Doors are shut and things are rough, and it seems that you are done. But the devil, he is a liar and a deceiver too. For God is not through blessing you. Oh, you thought the day of blessings for you was over? Mm-mm. You had to wait on your season. You had to wait on your season. The scripture said, for there's a time and a season for all things. There's a time and a purpose for all things. There is a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time for laughter. There's a time for tears. Oh, there's time for deuce. Season. Oh, bless his name. I tell you, I'm on fire in this place. For in due season. Yeah, God. For in due season. Come on, say it out loud. For in due season, I will reap. If I hold on to God, unchanging hand. I'm gonna get my breakthrough. I'm gonna get that what God said. He got my name on it. Norman said, God's got a blessing with your name on it. And then that other one where he was talking about the miracles. Oh, God, I just, oh my son. Woo-hoo! I am happy in Jesus alone. You know what? Listeners of the gospel, aren't you excited about Jesus? You should be by now. Just knowing that I've suffered long enough, I've been in the storm long enough, but now God has sent me his word, and his word said unto me, for in due season I shall reap if I faint not. You know, I had to minister to a young lady today when I walked back in my house, and she was going through, and going through and going through. And me being a minister that I am, people call me. You know, they call us as ministers because they feel like we're exempted from burdens and we're exempted from problems and things bad don't happen to us. And they feel like, well, I'm so tired, I don't think I can make it. Well, they feel like we have left the earth, that we're in heaven. And but we ministers have things that we have to face as well. But because we put our trust in God, we're able to get the strength for the journey, however long the journey may be. God is able to supply us with all that we need while we're on this waiting for our due season. And as the young lady was talking, and I'm listening to, you know, I'm just listening, and because I'm saying, God, what do you want me to tell her? What do you want me to do? What must I say to her to give her her hope? Don't lose sight on the miracle God's got in store for her. And God gave me this for this young woman. And I'm giving it to you, 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 and you, and for all of you that will accept it. This was for her circumstance. This was for her problem. And I'm going to close with this, and then I turn this service back over to Dr. Scott. I thank him because he's so patient when God, because see, that's the difference. When you know the anointing of God and you know that the anointing is moving, you don't touch it. You don't mess with it. You don't have an agenda when the anointing is in control. You just wait until God is finished because somebody is being blessed. You know, when I'm talking to you all and the things that I'm saying to you all, don't you know I'm being blessed too? Don't you know God is ministering to me? God is telling me that my due season is on the way. Don't you know I'm grabbing that? If you don't want it, I take your part too. But I can't have what's yours. But I can have what God has for me. Oh, bless his name. But if you be too long getting yours, see, you know, the scripture says the one who had the one talent got nothing else but that because he buried it and God took it from him. But the one who had five talents, I believe it's been a long time since I've read that story, but who had the more talents, he took the talents he had, the gifts he had, the things he had, the nobility that he had to increase that what he had. That's why you shouldn't get mad with people that invest because they take what they have invested and they get more. You sitting up holding yours getting mad. Release it. Pay your tithe. Give your offering and get your investment. Get more. Get your due season. And so you see, if you don't want what God is saying to you tonight, God, I'll take it. I'll take that due season, bless, as long as it won't harm me. Because some of you might be praying for a baby. I'm not praying for that one. Oh, bless his name. God, I won't take that one. Not tonight. Oh, bless his name. Some of y'all might be praying for a husband. I can't take that one. Some might be praying for a wife. I certainly can't take that one because I'm a woman myself. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, anyhow. But I'm going to give you this, what God gave me to give to the young woman. And I begin to sing, just tell Jesus, tell him all trials great and trials small, he will share them, freely bear them. Just tell Jesus, just tell him all. And when I began to sing that, I felt the anointing of God on the right side of my lower back. I felt the anointing in my back on the right side. I've never felt it there before. And I said, I'm feeling the anointing in my lower. And that's where her back was hurting her. And she hadn't spoken that. She was just complaining about everything else. But God shifted. Just tell Jesus, tell him all. Just tell Jesus, tell him all. Trials great, trials small, anymore. God bless you. Thank you for being aboard with me again this week. And right now, I'm going to decrease and let Dr. Scott increase so that we can go out with some praise and worship. God bless you. Dr. Scott, oh, bless his name. Woo!
Yes, God is real. Thank you so much for listening, friends. This is Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott signing off, and thank you so much for listening. And that was John McKee, for those of you who may want to know, who are interested in knowing just who that was, because he was definitely singing. So we're going to go out with our theme, A Move of God is on the Way.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
on. Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air. In the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, move of God.
A move of God is on the way.
Come on, say it. Coming your way.
Coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
Move
gonna
God.
Change your day.
Gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless
but
you.
But just holding on.
Just hold on.
Come on,
just hold on. Change is coming.
Lord, I can't.
Goodbye.
Yes, a move of God is on the way, and thank you so much for listening. And remember, every Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, the program is available. Greater, it is called the Gospel Healing Hour, Gospel Miracle Healing Hour. And then, of course, the first Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will be with you again. And the fourth Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will be with you again. That's in His presence, which is a full service with very little interruption, delivered by Evangelist Patricia Benham. So thank you so much for listening.
Hold on.
I know that I'm